首先呢，我哋好感谢耶稣啦，系恩赐圣女父天拿俾我哋。佢邀请父天拿修女咧，在现世同埋来世咧，都做佢慈悲嘅秘书。所以今天我哋请求父天拿修女临在我哋中间。藉住耶稣俾佢教导，都能够领略到慈悲耶稣嘅精髓。今日呢度我就冇打算系讲好特别嘅东西，不过咧，父天拿修女教导里边有几点咧，都值得我哋反省嘅。大家知道父天拿修女咧？他很小就想入修院，但他父亲反对，所以到他20岁那年才入到修院。入修院的时候很大的考验，他想祈祷多些，想转会，耶稣就不准他转，要求他留在原来的修会那里。他读书很少，所以在修会里面呢不是被重视的。他看不好啊，看厨房啊，带灯啊，睡觉着啊，这不会有很重要的工作，所以他很卑下的工作。因此呢，所以当他有这些信息的时候呢，差不多大部分的修女呢都覺得他精神是有問題。但是耶穌呢就偏偏選這些人類認為沒什麼用的人，就做他的工具。他在1931年呢就得到這個啟示，開始耶稣就邀请他画一个圣像，就好像我们今天这个圣像。特别的地方是有两个光，一个白光，一个红光。显而易见，白光象征的水是圣洗的预象，洁净清洁。红光代表生命，都代表圣体，所以耶稣这个光发出来，都看到耶稣很期望人类是这么直接地与他合而为一，在洁净的生活里面，我们洗礼得到原罪本罪的赦免，但后来本罪都藉着这个修和圣事、告解圣事得到赦免，所以不断在洁净的生命里面，还有在他的生命圣体圣事里面一路成长的。这个耶稣他自己渴望的地方，咁亦都喺幾年之後咧，1931年就係呢個慈悲耶穌要佢畫嘅像。1935年咧係耶穌邀請佢念呢個慈悲全經。呢、這個慈悲全經咧係耶穌口授嘅，唔係父天拿修女作嘅，係耶穌要佢咁樣念法。所以一字一句都表达到耶稣的心愿。但耶稣邀请父天拿修女呢，永远第一身他自己成为慈悲先，未宣讲之前，他自己无论何时何地 任何人物之前都要实行爱德的使命，这个是绝对重要的。所以换句话来说，当我们要敬礼慈悲耶稣的时候，我们第一身要自己是慈悲，你不是去请人家来朝拜，是你自己第一身去这个实行爱德。咁亦都喺37年，即系两年之后咧，耶稣再提示佢每日嘅3点钟记得耶稣嘅苦难。咁佢喺修院生活啦，得嘅佢可以入圣堂拜苦路，纪念耶稣嘅苦难。时间唔许可嘅，或者有第啲工作做嘅。至少入一入圣堂朝拜圣体一阵间，如果都唔喺受个范围出外工作嘅话，至少佢3点钟睇一提醒自己，耶稣喺3点钟嘅时候为人类付出佢最后一口气，最后佢话完成了，呢个就系耶稣嘅渴望。人能够彻底明白，所以他希望每年的慈悲主日呢，无论一个怎么坏的人，他真的在主耶稣面前接受这个修和圣事，念这个慈悲劝经，耶稣答应无论他什么罪过都得到赦免。他说就算对临终的病人，他们没有机会念到经，呼吸不到什么，你在他面前在旁边念这个慈悲劝经也都同样的价值。你看到耶稣多重视，耶稣重视希望我们能够回心转意，他为我们付出一切，我哋唔过啊嘛，我哋冇乜嘢。其实耶稣付出好大好大生命嘅代价，无非都希望我哋能够得翻天主嘅宠爱。所以耶稣喺下边嗰句话：耶稣，我信赖你。耶稣睇中我哋弱点，我知道好多嘢。但是不是怎信赖，特别当这些事情不合心水，不合我们目标的时候，我们怀疑天主是不是锡紧我，是不是爱紧我，是不是还是宽恕了我。耶稣呢希望我们不要怀疑，所以这句话都作我们的座右铭。没有什么经验的时候都试下搭紧电梯啊，行紧街啊，主耶稣，我信赖你。我哋好多时个人得平安咧，就系瞻前顾后，有恐惧可能发生嘅嘢，有过去嘅嘢，有少少唔心安，啲时时都保持一种唔系咁喜悦嘅心情。至少呢句话咧，帮助大家咧。时时刻刻，主耶稣，我信赖你。所以话俾父，佢耶稣要求父天啊，真正嘅信赖咧，父天啊，佢嘅分享啊，系每时每刻，每时每刻咧，都做好天主嘅圣意。呢、这个就系敬拜慈悲耶稣嘅秘诀。你做嘢唔系按照天主嘅旨意。去生活，你唔按天旨意个精神去做嘅话，你念咩经都补唔翻，系相辅相成。所以我哋敬礼嘅背后，系我哋真正内心嘅皈依。藉住特别修和圣事啦，今天特别住藉住圣体圣事啦。 所以是耶稣的期望来的。大家都今天的福音都讲到这个多麦、耶稣少少话他、多麦，你见才是信，那些不见而信的是更有福。当然我们说，如果我们好像父天在他旁边看到耶稣显现，我们觉得很有荣幸、但是我告诉你，父天所说的东西是真的，不见而信的是更有福。所以我们不要经常不关我事，与你无干，绝不对。耶稣就是可能今天就是特别，就是特登对着你说，我爱你。我们很多时候觉得耶稣爱人，也都爱你自己的。我时候觉得耶稣看不到你的，不知道你觉得好像芸芸众生之中，你失去了耶稣的挂，那个记挂，绝对不是。希望我们时时谨记，耶稣在我们的心中。所以父天能常提醒自己，我是圣体圣事的圣体贵人。他每一天利用圣体的时候，保存耶稣在心中，他一个圣体贵人，这个好好的意念。但愿我们保存住，由今天领圣体到下次领圣体，都是跟耶稣一起，至少耶稣不会离开我们半步。 So we are privileged to have our sister Faustina to be the messenger of God's love for each one of us. At age of 26, he got the vision of Jesus, asked her to paint a printing of the figure of Jesus with two lights. One is white, one is red. White represents water, that means our baptism, confession, so that our life can be cleaned. And the red represents his blood, his life, the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. So Jesus asked Faustina to spread this good news to the world. She is not a learned person. And just because of this, whatever her revelation from the Lord, nobody take it important. You can understand from 1931 until the year 2000, when the late Pope John Paul II canonized Sister Faustina to be Saint Faustina. On that same day, the late Pope says that the second Sunday of Easter is the Divine Mercy Sunday. It's not a coincidence. Jesus chose this day just because also today the reading of the gospel is about after the resurrection, he appeared to his disciples and give him the power to forgive sins. The sins that you are forgiven will be forgiven. And also, it's a time of Easter, celebration of the risen life of Jesus. So this is our message from Sister Faustina, that be always adhere to the love of God by living the will of God the Father for each one of us. Many times we doubt, what can we do, what we shall do to please the Lord. For Faustina, the only thing is to love all people in all circumstances, no exception. To love also means to follow the will of God the Father in any circumstances. Now you are in Hong Kong, the will of God that at least this moment you serve this family, the will of God, you love this family as if it were your family. This is the will of God. Each one of us is different. Don't compare. Because Jesus gives us, each one of us, sufficient grace to lift up our calling. So for Sister Faustina, the first thing before she spread this good news of divine mercy, Jesus asked her, you be the first one to love us. Not just with words. You be actual divine mercy so that people will follow her footpath towards Jesus. So today we are privileged that Jesus Institute today be the day of Divine Mercy Sunday. Just to let us experience once again the love of God, the forgiveness of God. And coincidentally, this year, also the year of mercy. So today is a particular way we thank the Lord for His love for each one of us. So in this hour also, we can spend a couple of minutes in silence, thank Jesus that share His love for us. And we ask our General Secretary, Sister Faustina, because Jesus asked her to be His secretary of His love on this life and the next life, so that today Sister Faustina is present with us. So implore her intercession and ask her to give us this new change of heart, change of a soul into her, as if she is the first person, always open our heart and listen the call of Jesus Christ.